one who meets our next speaker, which is Father Rod Bauer from the Gosford Anglican Church, always runs up to him going, "Oh my God, I love your signs." So for those people that don't know about his signs, they tend to go absolutely crazy viral on social media. I think the one that went viral first proclaimed, "Dear Christians, some people are gay. Get over it. Love God." So without further ado, I introduce Father Rob Bauer from the Gosford Anglican Church.
It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be with you today. Back in 2003, archaeologists down on the border between Victoria and New South Wales discovered some footprints on the shore of Lake Mungo. They discovered that they were over 20,000 years old. And they showed a wonderful picture of a family group of Indigenous people wandering along the lake edge, and little kids were running backwards and forwards, and this was a scene caught in time. When those people walked along that lake's edge, their ancestors had already been there for 25,000 years. Before European settlement, there were no hard-footed animals in this country. Even the humans, and perhaps especially the humans, were soft-footed. This land doesn't cope with hard-footedness. So I wonder if you feel comfortable, and if you are able, perhaps you could remove your shoes. If you can, kick your shoes off and remind yourself and remind the people in the house behind us that this nation only receives soft-footed animals. We stand today not only in a place of great beauty, but also in a place of great privilege. We stand before the shrine of our democracy, the tabernacle that was created to contain the hopes and dreams along with the aspirations of a maturing nation. For a terrifying moment in time, it seemed that those hopes might have been dashed and those dreams turned to nightmares. But here we stand, shoulder to shoulder, with over 100,000 fellow marchers in march, as we stand with countless others who have joined us in spirit. We can this day claim to be a people of hope, a people with a dream, and a people with an enviable future. The weekend of the Ides of March 2014 will go down in this nation's history as the moment the Australian people once again took command of our own destiny. We have done it before, and we will no doubt have to do it again. So let the story of this time be written in stone, to remind every future leader that we will not be taken for granted. We are not a people who can be manipulated by the political tactics of fear-mongering, because we are a courageous nation. We are a mature people, secure in our identity, able to welcome the stranger and to give something of ourselves to those in need. The government's response to March in March will be critical for the government. Yesterday, the Prime Minister pretended that this wasn't happening. Today we are knocking on his door. Look out your window, Prime Minister. This is real. The great Mahatma said, "First they'll ignore you, then they'll laugh at you, then they'll fight you, and then you win." The mainstream media are ignoring us. The playground bullies in the so-called conservative press are laughing at us, labelling those who march this weekend as left-wing extremists. But we rejoice in and are proud of the fact that we are a broad and inclusive movement. Some sections of the press have minimised reported numbers, all the time focusing and applying spin to perhaps a few ill-conceived signs or the odd unwise comment. They are beginning to fight us, but we will win. And we will win because, for the most part, we are ordinary, middle-of-the-road Australian people. We are conservatives and we are progressives. We are liberal and we are socialist. We are Labour and we are Green. We are every flavour and colour of the rainbow. And we all believe that we can create a society based on an ethic of decency and compassion. Whenever did decency and compassion become extreme? I'm an Anglican priest, I'm a husband, a father and a grandfather. I notice there's a few grandfathers talking today and a few grandparents. It focuses your mind on the future when you become a grandparent. You start to care in a way that perhaps you weren't able to before. We are ordinary Australians. I have a mortgage, I pay my tax, I give what I can to charity, and I care about humanity. Since when has being passionately moderate been considered extreme? Two days ago, back in Gosford, I said, "It is not our mission to change the mind of the government in the first instance, but to change the minds of the Australian people by promoting an ethic of compassion." I did not know then what I do know now, and that is that the mind of the Australian people was already changing. We can now build our future on an ethic that is able to recognise the suffering of others and realise the truth that when one human being is diminished, all humanity is diminished. And so today we take the shoes off our feet and we know that we stand on sacred ground and that we who have the privilege of a voice and the freedom to use it hold in our hearts the fragile and sacred hearts of the poor, the helpless and the voiceless. Clearly, we, the Australian people, do not accept the spin that we are being fed because we are an intelligent people. And we know the truth about Manus, Nauru and Christmas Islands. We know the truth about the treatment of asylum seekers in our name. We know the truth that it is not illegal to seek asylum. And we will search out the truth about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, about coal seam gas, about dumping on the Great Barrier Reef, about climate change, Medicare and education. We know what truth looks like and we will accept nothing but the truth. We know the truth that we are a great nation. But if we are to flourish, we must build our foundation on the dignity of all humanity and the integrity of the natural world. We, the people, know the truth of who we are, and we do not accept that we are who our government says we are. We are a good, decent, and compassionate people. We have big ideas about how to live as a nation, ideas that come not from short-term political expediency, but from the deep desire for a peaceful, sustainable society built on freedoms that are maintained by a deep respect for human dignity. And so, when you go from this place today, go to the people you know and say to them, "We are better than this. We are capable of better ideas than these. And if this government will not change its policies, we will change this government. And so may you walk gently through this land with bare feet. May your God bless you. And if you don't have one, may you bless one another. Thank you so much.